You're listening to Reads and Deeds 2.
Reads and Deeds 2.
WECB.
WECB.
On WECB. Have a blast.
Thank you.
Listening to Reads and Deeds 2 on WECB. What you just heard was Looking for the Rhythm, or Da Rhythm, depending on...
Da.
There you go. Looking for Da Rhythm from Sophia Rubina. Sophia is joining me in the studio. Sophia, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for having me, Lydia.
Of course. So we're very excited to have Sophia here. I've been a big fan of her since I met her at Berklee last year. She's a fabulous singer from Estonia. Beautiful voice, amazing phrasing, wonderful tunes, and she did a live set for us, which we are so excited about, an exclusive set, and it was great, and we got some great material, so we're super excited to share that with you tonight. And on these tunes, we have an array of wonderful musicians, Ruben Carls on bass, Mario Castro, who was on the show last time, playing tenor saxophone, as well as Roberto Giaquinto on drums, and let's see, Christian Lee and Sharik Hassan on piano, depending on the track. On this one, what we just heard was Sharik Hassan. Later, we'll hear from Christian Lee. And let's see, am I missing anybody else?
No,
I think
no,
that's it.
We have everybody.
That's everybody. All right. So,
yeah.
Sophia, again, welcome. And let's just talk really quick about this tune. So, what inspired you to write this tune? A beautiful song.
Yeah, basically, that tune was a hip-hop tune, which I released in 2007 in Estonia for my first album. It was more like AC jazz, experimental, and with jazz elements. We did some arrangements of jazz also, but yeah, at that time, I was really into club, broken beat music, so yeah. And I just basically found this tune, and we decided to play it for you guys.
Yeah, and it sounds wonderful. It was stuck in my head for days after you recorded it, so mm-hmm. Definitely a great tune. For the listeners that are not familiar with you, Sophia, can you give a little bit of a background of yourself and introduce yourself to the listeners of WECB?
Yes, yeah, sure. I am originally from Estonia, and I've been jazz and pop singer basically all my life. Started maybe at the age of 10, yeah, with a little experiments, let's say. My mother always, she pushed me, oh, try something new, you can improvise. I said like, oh really? Can I? And she said like, yeah. She just saw some interesting commercial on TV. Oh, there is a competition, TV competition for jazz singers, and not only singers, musicians. You have to improvise on the tune called Solveig, mm-hmm. by Edvard Grieg.
Wow.
And make a 12-minute version.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and it was at night. And I was, at that time, I was 10 years old. And she just sent me there, and I just met with a piano player I never saw. And we did this 12 minutes, and it's still the most interesting recording what I have, actually.
Wow.
So this is how I pretty much started improvising, not knowing that I can actually do that. And that's what Danilo Perez always talking also. Don't be afraid of unknown, I guess. At that time, I didn't know that you can actually be afraid of unknown.
Right.
So later that fear came back. But yeah, that was my first, basically.
Wow.
Yeah, first hello to improvisational music, and yeah, and I started from that, and started to take lessons from classical singer, actually, and I still have her as my private teacher in Estonia, and yeah, and I traveled a little bit.
Yeah.
Did different kind of competitions for jazz singer later on, like when I was 16. I won a competition called Nimma Jazz, this international competition, which led me to the Pori Jazz, to have my first jazz concert there. Yeah, at the age of 15, I went to study in Russia, Sochi, which is the city next to a Black Sea. Very hot, very, cool. Very nice, warm atmosphere. And there, first time, I discovered for myself a big band. We did an arrangement of Diane Schur, Natalie Cole, all that very, very famous songs. everyday blues. And yeah. Yeah, so this is that challenge also that really challenged me, actually. Yeah, I came and I saw this 20 old serious jazz musician sitting next to me, and I had to basically solo there. And right. Yeah, but that was a very interesting experience, and I still love big band. I still love all that standard jazz music, but also trying to be diverse and look everywhere, pretty much.
Yeah. So that sounds great, Sophia. So what brought you to Berkeley, where you have been studying? For how long now have you been at Berkeley?
From 2009.
Okay, so you've been here for a little while. What was the journey that brought you here to Boston?
Oh, yeah. I mean, in Estonia, everybody, when you really sing a lot in already in the scene, everybody say like, oh, you should go to Berkeley.
Yeah.
That's the kind of cliche you can hear right. all the time. So I thought like, okay, maybe I should. And in 2007, I decided to go to audition in Umbria Jazz, which was like 2 weeks of beautiful festival, actually. I saw wonderful concerts there, meet a lot of jazz musicians. And yeah. in general, I really love to go to see jazz festivals in Europe. They're all amazing.
I agree.
Yeah, yeah,
definitely.
Like, you can see a lot of good music,
right?
And interesting collaborations, which like Umbria Jazz is known about. Like, they put together very interesting collaborations.
Of course.
Yeah, and there was 60 singers, and I won the audition. So in 2009, I came here to study.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was officially my first semester.
Yeah.
And I'm on my fifth.
Yeah. On your fifth. So, and you're also part of the Berkeley Global Jazz Institute.
Yes.
Which we will talk about in a little bit. And later, Danilo Perez will be joining us to speak about his experience as the artistic director of the Berkeley Global Jazz Institute. So we will talk about that in a little bit. But before that, why don't we get into some more music? And then we'll
sure.
be back to speak with you a little bit more. So the next tune that we have up is called Sonia's Song. Beautiful composition. What is the backstory of that tune?
Basically, I wrote it before Berkeley.
Mm-hmm.
I just had in mind a little drum and bass beat and some really flowy melody. So that's just about it. Sonia is my name, actually, how my mother called me.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's just
like
something
that.
Cozy.
There you go. There's some. There's a little secret that
yeah.
maybe not everybody knows.
Yeah, Sonia, yeah.
There you go. All right, well, let's check
a
it out.
A little Russian lesson.
Yeah, a little Russian lesson.
Yeah.
Well, let's check it out. This is Sonia's Song, and this is from the Sofia Rubina Group's special performance they did here on WECB. We are very excited to finally share it with you. And then we'll listen to another track called Dear Tragedy, which has an interesting tune, an interesting story that you explained to me. So, right? We can talk about that afterward, I suppose.
Yeah,
but
sure.
That should be cool. So let's check it out. We'll be back with more words from Sophia in just a little bit. You are listening to Reads and Deeds 2 on WECB.
Hi, this is Chick Corea, and you're listening to Reads and Deeds 2 on WECB. Have a blast.
Gold hearts and fireflies both burn the same. When the nightmare is over, everyone will turn away. My Savior holds me closely as the night it comes. Am I haunted by shadows of the things I wish I'd never done? But look at me now, across this burning bridge. Look at me now. Am I doing right? Look at me now. Bleeding heart, look at me now. Look at me now. Look at me now. Look at me now. This weary traveler knows that we can go home. Walks into all the darkness all alone. The mist of dawn surround me as the moonlight dies. Dear tragedy takes my hand as I remember all your lies. But look at me now. Thank you. and fireflies both burn the same. Shed another tear as I remember the sound of your name. How real are you for me? Am I wandering now? This silence in my heart, screaming so loud. But look at me now as I turn away. Look at me now, fire in the rain. Look at me now, I know we'll never. Look at me now, look at me now, feeling so betrayed.
Back on Reads and Deeds 2 on WECB, and we are here with Sophia Rubina.
Sophia, welcome back again.
Thank you.
Now, we just heard this beautiful tune called Dear Tragedy that you wrote. Your story for writing this is really interesting. Why don't you share it?
Yeah, that was actually a very interesting project. That was basically the second time we went with a Global Jazz Institute to perform in Bridgewater Correctional Facility. And inmates this year, they had a poetry competition. And that was one of the poetry winners, let's say, the lyrics.
Right.
And we had to compose the song on top of the lyrics. And that was very, very touching experience to actually perform this song live in the Bridgewater Correctional Facility. And I really felt like each and every person who were listening actually that concert in general, they were really concentrated. They really felt the meaning. And I felt also that I felt the meaning of these words of that poem. So That's very special for us, definitely. Yeah,
it's a beautiful, beautiful song.
Thank you.
Beautiful, yeah. And you mentioned, of course, that you went with the Berklee Global Jazz Institute to this prison to do this. So we will talk about the Berklee Global in just a second. Even Danilo, I think, is going to be talking about that a little bit as well. So that's going to be
sure.
Cool. But yeah, but before we get into that, I want to just talk a little bit about your success in Estonia and here, because I remember that the first time that I met you or mentioned you, my friend at the time, boyfriend now, Willie Rodriguez, had mentioned to me, I said, oh, you know, Sophia, there's this girl who's in the Global and my dad like is teaching her and she's really a good singer. And he was like, oh, yeah, well, she's really hot back home. She's a really big deal and she's really popular. And I was like, really? He's like, yeah, she's like a star. And I was like, oh, wow, that's so cool. Of course, I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
so,
why not?
So, is there any truth to that statement? Are you kind of a big, you're kind of a big deal, right?
I think Estonia is not that big country. It's only 1,500,000 people. So, yeah, I guess everybody who has been worked a lot in that scene and in general tried to, I mean, like, I was trying to be always diverse, mm-hmm. and do jazz, but not only jazz,
right.
Trying to explore some other styles. And at that point, you know, like, if you have a, you know, if you are on the level, I guess you'll be visible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
so. What have been some of the highlights of your career mm-hmm. thus far, especially in Estonia? And, you know, your, what has been your I don't know, just your popularity has been like? I mean, you obviously have quite a fan base. I don't know, let's talk about it a little bit. What's it like?
Yeah. Yeah,
kind of
basically, let's say, yeah, that my popularity divides in two genres, like house music and club music.
Interesting.
And also jazz music.
Wow.
And that was a big part, definitely, because, Yeah, we did really interesting project like jazz and opera,
yeah.
Where they were the directors, they rearranged Carmen in a jazz
wow.
way. Yeah, so, and there was symphony orchestra and a jazz big band. So that was 3 years ago. Also, I took part in jazz opera Manon.
Right.
So that was also very, very exciting experience.
Yeah.
Beside that, I took part in different European jazz festivals like Pori Jazz, like Riga Street Meet.
Oh yeah,
couple of times, bunch of times.
Cool.
In Kaunas Jazz, Jazz Car, my Estonian festival, pretty much
nice.
Every year. And in that actually home festival, I had opportunity to work with Tony Allen.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so that was really amazing.
That's
because
fabulous.
I remember that one December day at the morning, I'm just drinking coffee and I'm getting a call. Oh, there's Tony Allen concert tonight. Can you make it? I'm like, oh yeah, of course. I have a ticket for that.
Right.
And the next thing, no. Tony Allen's band couldn't come. And we actually want you to be part of that concert.
That is so
and
cool.
we had maybe half an hour to learn 10 tunes by Tony Allen
wow.
with all that hits and basically perform the concert. So that was very
That's
amazing
awesome.
Experience. Yeah, and definitely, you know, be with him,
right.
stay with him. Beside that, yeah, I warmed up artists like Seal, that's pop artist that
yeah.
was last summer. And also in Russia, I took part in Usadba Jazz Festival, like huge festival, 30,000 people.
That's so great.
Warmed up Marcus Miller and stuff like that,
that's
pretty
amazing.
Much.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
like all that
just a day in the life.
Yeah, it's just... I'm to be honest, I'm just lucky for that opportunity.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would have this opportunity in America yet because I really have to work on my skills to be visible, you know, but in Estonia it's a little bit different. Yeah, I guess I got lucky with that opportunities definitely, and
yeah.
and I enjoy all that music anyway, so
that's amazing.
Yeah
So let's talk a little bit about America. So you're in this global institute. What have been some of the highlights of your experiences there? And let me quickly give a briefing about the global. Daniela will talk about this in a little bit, but what the Berklee Global Jazz Institute is this, you know, this honors program at Berklee where the best, not the best per se, but, you know, some a carefully chosen amount of jazz artists are chosen from the student body and they're put into this program and they get to do these unbelievable things. They go to, of course, the, like, as
festivals.
Said, yeah, the Bridgewater facility to, you know, do kind of a community service kind of thing with prisoners, mm-hmm. or whether it's going to Paris where did you just go to Paris? Were you in
no,
that group?
Another
no?
group actually,
the other group
yeah,
did.
The green group
so,
went.
Yeah, so another group just went to Paris to celebrate International Jazz Day with Herbie Hancock and Wayne Shorter, and you know, they do these incredible things. What have been some of your highlights in that group, Sophia? And you just played the Blue Note with Joe Lovano, right?
Yes.
So let's talk about it. So how was that?
That was a highlight for sure. Yeah, I never felt anything like that, basically. I never thought that I will have the opportunity to actually stay on the stage, stand and perform and feel so much freedom, you know,
yeah.
because Joe Lovano really led us to all that through all that process, you know. That was amazing. That was free. That was a lot of free moments, and
yeah.
We also performed our originals. So that was definitely a great experience, and I think all of our band, the Red Group, we all grew up a lot.
Yeah.
this day and a daytime we had opportunity to play a live set and WBGO Jazz FM.
That's great.
In New Jersey. Yeah, so yeah, that was amazing trip definitely. But beside that, we also took part in Panama Jazz Festival.
Yeah.
This January and a year ago, actually, when I just started Global Jazz, we went to Siena Jazz.
Siena is such a beautiful place.
Oh,
I love Siena. I would
beautiful
live there
food
if I
and
could.
Beautiful musicians.
Siena is an amazing place, actually. Siena,
yeah.
For those that are not familiar with Siena, just to go off a quick little
yeah.
tangent, because I love it so much. Siena has an amazing jazz school there, this foundation there that is incredible. And the cool thing about Siena is that the town is divided into these little, almost like these little houses. Like, did you see this, like, where they have, like, some of them are represented by an owl as, like, their... their like main animal, and like you see this on like all the flags and everything. Another one is like a rooster or something. I don't know. It's so hard to explain. But like when I went there, I felt like I was in Harry Potter, and I loved it because I was like 10 and I just like enjoyed it. Yeah. You know, I had such a blast. Siena is a beautiful place. So that's why I just had to explain that on air, since I just love that place so much. Yeah. So that must have been.
I recommend for everybody to go
everybody in. Should check it out. So yeah. You must have had a great time there.
Yeah, and beautiful workshops, beautiful teachers from Europe also.
Yeah.
Very interesting musicians. So that all count, that experience to connect with international musicians, to play with them later. Definitely we're gonna see each other in different jazz festivals later, and yeah. That's all students and teachers, mm-hmm. and that's a part of the jazz, you know, to really be connected to each other. And that's definitely a goal of Global Jazz Institute also, yeah. to connect all the international players.
Definitely.
Yeah. And
yeah.
composers.
And who are some of the teachers that you've worked with at the Global Jazz? You have a ton of visiting artists that come through. I mean, I'm sure, if I remember correctly, I mean, you've had Terry Lynn Carrington work with you, who just won a Grammy.
And,
yeah, I mean, yeah. I think Ben Street has come through. Who else has come through?
Yeah, Joe Lovano, George Garzon, John Patitucci.
Wow.
Danilo Perez again, Fred Hirsch. And also this semester was... really good that we had opportunity to work with Steve Schwartz,
mm-hmm.
Who works at WGBH.
Yeah.
So he did actually a lecture how to be interviewed.
Maybe how I to should
interview.
Go to that.
Yeah.
Maybe I should be going to that lecture.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. That's so interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, so the Global definitely gives you some exposure to some amazing guys. It's really great. It's awesome. So let's hear another tune. What we're going to play features now Christian Lee is in the Global Institute, or he is not, or he was, or
he finished already. Yeah,
okay. Mm-hmm. So Christian Lee finished already. This is a duo with you and Christian Lee. Deanda, is that how you say it?
Deanda. Yeah, by
now,
Kenny Kirkland.
There we go. All right, now Christian Lee is an unbelievable pianist. My dad has played with Christian for gigs. I mean,
yeah.
He just loves him. He's an amazing student.
Great.
Yeah, unbelievable musician. So you decided to do this tune with him. How come?
Yeah, I just had this idea for a long time to collaborate, and mm-hmm. and I thought he can give something more than just the chords, just the tone, just the sounds. He can actually follow me through that tune,
yeah.
and basically I wanted to work with him already 1 year from last spring semester.
Yeah.
And so I'm so glad that finally we just got in the studio and just started to play this beautiful tune, Deanda, and something came up.
All right, well, let's check it out. This is Deanda.
Thank you so much.
And this is from Sophia Rubina with Christian Lee, and then that will be followed by another tune from our live set. You're listening to Reads and Deeds 2 on WECB. Just a reminder to check us out on facebook.com/readsanddeeds2, as well as www.readsanddeeds2.com, where this interview will be available later on tonight. So if you missed the beginning, you can catch it on the website along with some of the music that you've heard. So here we go. Without further ado, Sophia Rubina. We'll be back with more with her in just a bit.
Thank you.
drum to a sound that the wind carried down. From an open window pane, and oh, 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 oh. How like a song or a sad melody to linger long after the end. And the harmony rings with this promise of spring.
I'm Jamie Abruzzo, and you're listening to Reads and Deeds 2 on WECB.
Mm-hmm. your man, don't tell me. Heaven's under the earth.
On Reads and Deeds 2 here on WECB. What we just heard was Stand Up For Your Right. Sophia, you just performed this for us just a couple days ago for this exclusive performance on ECB. So what is this tune about? Is this an original of yours, or is this a reworking of another tune?
Yeah, it's basically a reworking of Get Up, Stand Up by Bob Marley.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
You can tell my reggae knowledge is just so broad.
Yeah, just we changed it so much that...
It sounds good. Yeah.
Thank you.
And before that was your Deanda with Christian Lee. So Danila Perez is coming up for a little bit for an interview in a minute. But before we get into that, I would like to ask you, since you work with Danila so closely as the artistic director of the Global, and you're obviously a part of that, what can you say about Danila Perez and what his influence has been on you thus far?
Yeah, he's basically always, every session he was trying to put me out of my comfort zone.
Right.
That's pretty much the feeling what I always have, but it's a very good feeling. I feel like you can grow.
Yes, absolutely.
Through that. Yeah. Every time I step out of the glass, I feel like I learned much more and I'm a step closer to how I want to sound. And that's the idea of really expanding your mind. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Danilo is an amazing teacher. In the moments that I've spent with Danilo in the global classes, I've sat in on a couple of the master classes, and I have learned so much from those 3 hours spending time with him. He really, you know, is definitely pushes you into new territory, it seems, that you haven't, you know, done before. So that's great. And we're very excited to speak to him in a little bit. But I mean, what are your future plans as far as the, you know, your music career goes and everything like that? What do you have in store, short term and long term?
Yeah, basically, this summer I have a plan to tour with the Estonian Dream Big Band. We have a little tour to Russia, so that's gonna be my, let's say, short term.
Yeah,
and also Riga's Rhythmic Performance and Latvia Jazz Festival, and. Some other performance too, and I think I'm ready to record a full jazz album.
Yeah.
So maybe in coming year I'm gonna work on that. I'm really excited because right now I feel like I met a lot of musicians who are in this very good level and can definitely help me with my music, with my ideas, and definitely, I was working a lot on actually blending with horn sections, so I have some ideas with that. I've been talking with Dave Liebman and Joe Lovana, Danilo Perez, a lot about the theme and your role for singer in the jazz band.
Exactly.
Not only as saying lyrics, but just meaning them through music, through sound. And, working a lot on improvisation also, trying to say something with every phrase.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically my goal right now, and I'm trying to just basically experiment with this, meditate on that terms, on that goals, and try to create something what's going to be me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Sophia, thank you so much for spending time with us here in the studio. We appreciate
it. Thank you so much.
Of course. And the performance is beautiful. Just a note again that if you missed some of the performance, you can catch it on reedsanddeeds2.com. It will be up there as well as this interview, so you can catch something that you missed. Is there anything that you'd like to add? Are you cool? Are you good?
Yes, I'm really glad that we talked today, this Sunday
<Me too.
laughs> afternoon. And if somebody have some question about me, you can visit www.sofiarubina.eu or just... put on a Facebook, Sophia Rubina fans page, and you can listen a bunch of different music.
Yeah, check out all her different stuff.
Yeah.
And you'll be performing this coming Wednesday, right? At
the Regatta
Bar. So we're going to talk about that with Danilo in a couple minutes. That's going to be a great gig, performing, again, Regatta Bar at 7:30 at...
Yes.
On May 2nd, so this coming Wednesday.
Yeah.
And you'll
Everybody's
be performing.
Welcome.
Yep, you'll be performing with other members of the Global Institute, and it's going to be a great show. So do mark your calendars for that if you're in the Boston area. Now we're going to get into some Danilo Perez in preparation for his interview, see if we can get him on the phone. What we're going to have played is Cobia, and it is from Providentia, which is his most recent album. And then we'll get right into our talk with Danilo Perez. You're listening to Reads and Deeds 2 on WECB.
Hi, this is Steve Swallow.
This is Gene Perlman.
This is Bill Goodman.
Hello, I'm Jamie Headed, and you're listening to Reads and Deeds 2.
Reads and Deeds 2.
Reads and Deeds 2.
Reads and Deeds 2.
On WECB.
At WECB.
WECB.
On WECB.
Jazz Radio.